U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says whistleblowers have come forward in the wake of a lethal accident at the West Haven VA. A U.S. veteran and a contractor were killed in mid-November after the pair were trapped in a room filled with hot steam. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports.
The accident occurred on the VA campus in a maintenance building. In addition to the two deaths, three other people sustained injuries. The whistleblowers said the safety conditions on the hospital's campus were questionable. Complaints were made by a number of VA employees and contractors in the year prior to the accident. The whistleblowers allege some complaints were made by the U.S. veteran killed in the November accident, Ewell Sims Jr. The whistleblowers provided 75 pages of documented complaints that Blumenthal said were disregarded and dismissed by top VA management.
Profoundly troubling documents that indicate warnings about unsafe working conditions that could well have led to this explosion.
They faced threats of and actual retaliation, according to Blumenthal. And one VA employee alleged he was demoted for bringing the concerns to light. Blumenthal read an excerpt of the material at a press conference Tuesday.
Some of the management commented, quote, "This matter requires urgent consideration and immediate action to prevent serious bodily injuries or even death."
Blumenthal said that the safety issues in question may or may not have caused the accident in November. He's asked the U.S. Inspector General to look into the complaints. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.